It is easy for us to pray for national or citywide or even local church revival. But do you ever pray for personal revival? Recovery assumes that the person being revived, well, isn't healthy. But a doctor doesn't restore a healthy person, but the sick. Restoration begins with acknowledging your own need for healing. And I suggest that we all are in constant need of continuing spiritual renewal and refreshment for our souls. But has your spiritual life ever felt stagnant? Does your soul need to be refreshed and revived? Well, the theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 19 is soul refreshment. I pray that it revitalizes you. I hope it restores you into deeper communion with God. And I desire that your soul comes away from this time refreshed. So rest here as we begin. Just settle here as the Holy Spirit begins to guide your soul to rest. Continue on now in meditation by finding a place to be quiet and still, a holy refuge of the divine refreshment. Just posture yourself now, with your hands resting open to receive. Take in the peace of the Eternal Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of understanding by listening and responding to Colossians chapter 3, and as I lead us, answer Heavenly Father, refresh and revive my soul. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. Let the Word of Christ dwell richly among you. And Heavenly Father, refresh and revive my soul. May the Lord inhabit you in all wisdom as you teach one another. And Heavenly Father, refresh and revive my soul. May the Lord abide within you through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And Heavenly Father, refresh and revive my soul. Continue on for a moment longer, your eyes closed. God is present. The Son is here. The Holy Spirit has come. So rest in the refreshing and trustworthy presence of the divine. So do you long for spiritual awakening, a renewed love for God? Well, what might be blocking you from encountering Him? Take a few moments now to scan your body and your mind, looking for areas of tightness and tension that may be hiding. From your toes to your head, are there emotional barriers that are keeping you from feeling revived and renewed? Well, keep searching and take note of what you find for now. Feel no judgment or condemnation for any negative thoughts that bubble to the surface. They are only thoughts, so give them no power. Just simply note them for now as they float up and away. As tension resolves and barriers are removed, center on the Holy Spirit, opening your mind's eye to the refreshing, trustworthy, and perfect presence of God. Your thoughts may drift, barriers may arise. That's only natural, and it's what the human mind does, so don't be discouraged. Allow the drifting to be a reminder to center back on your life renewed and refreshed. Take this minute to whisper your centering prayer once more. Heavenly Father, refresh and revive my soul. Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Don't control the pace or the rhythm for now. Just notice each breath. Take several deep belly breaths. And notice how each breath refreshes you. Be aware of each trustworthy breath. Allow each breath to remind you of the pneuma, the steadfast breath and guidance of the Holy Spirit. If your mind wanders, please feel no condemnation, but rather return to your breathing. Take your time, be at peace. Each breath of air is refreshing your body. So continue breathing slowly in and out for a minute and center on the word fresh. Continue as you center now on the peace of God's Word from Psalm chapter 19, verse 7, and we'll begin in the New International Version. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. What do you think you need to remember from this reading? Well, listen once more and believe in the law of God refreshing you. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. What is still lingering in your mind from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time for your heart and mind to be transformed as you place your trust in the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen once more from an expanded passage from the New International Reader's Version. The law of the Lord is perfect. It gives us new strength. The laws of the Lord can be trusted. They make childish people wise. The rules of the Lord are right. They give joy to our hearts. And the commands of the Lord shine brightly. They give light to our minds. What did you hear or feel after listening again? Before this next minute, return to your breathing and center once more on your spiritual life being revived by the law and the rules of the Lord. Center on your spiritual reawakening. In this third reading, reflect on this passage as it becomes your own prayer from the Christian Standard Bible. Lord God, your instructions to me are perfect. Your testimony is perfect and it renews my life. Your testimony is trustworthy and it brings me wisdom. Your precepts, well, they are right, making my heart glad. Your commands are radiant, making my eyes light up. And the fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. Your ordinances are reliable and altogether righteous. They revive me and refresh my soul. What do you want to hear back from God right now? Well, take this next minute to explore that in contemplation. If your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to refreshing thoughts of being revived through the Word of God. continue on in a moment of imaginative contemplation. I want you to return to the passage. Be present with God right now. See Him. Feel yourself kneeling before Him to accept His instruction. Be refreshed. Your face buried in your hands, listen for His precepts. Feel them renew your life. Your arms outstretched in worship, accept His testimony. Notice how it makes your heart glad. I want you to feel His radiance, your eyes lighting up, your soul warm and refreshed. Take this minute to feel your heart revitalized. Take this minute to touch your soul refreshed. By God's grace, through faith in His Son, the Holy Spirit has restored you into deeper communion with God. So rest here. Center once more on your breathing, and when you feel ready, not a moment before, slowly open your eyes, and whether at first or last light, rest here revived. Rest here with a soul refreshed. Contemplate that, and accept this closing prayer to remember the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making you wise. So may you know the freshness of Christ, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and your soul refreshed by the Holy Father. Amen and amen.